Merry Christmas, world. My guest is Perry Como, brought to you by the United States Army Reserve, and I'm William B. Williams.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of street lights, even stop lights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with the treasure.
Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle you hear silver bells,
silver bells, silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
That's sure pretty. This is a very pretty time of the season, and we have a very pretty grandfather, Perry Como. Do women call you pretty, you know, when they write your fan letters and stuff like that?
They wouldn't dare. No, but they show their affection in many ways.
When you work now in the concerts you're doing, do women run up and bring flowers and pieces of Italian bread and... recipes for linguine al dente, things like
salami
that.
Salami or something. No, they bring up flowers. Yes, not too many of them because you know I'm never too large with that kind of reaction. I would rather they just sit quietly and listen. And if they don't like it, I mean, if they like it, applaud and scream and yell. If they don't, well, that's.
They don't. They can send their complaints to who? Victor Moan, Al Martino.
No, we get a few of them. You know, there's always a couple of wild ones that'll do things that don't normally happen at a concert. But it's not bad. It's kind of fun. I think sometimes that makes for a good show.
Something a little untoward happens and you have to react to it.
Yes, and you have ladies will yell, Perry, we love you, we love you. And, of course, there's always an answer for that, you know. You're sick. No, or I'll say, well, I love you too, you know, and so it goes.
This time of the year, I'm sure that you each year have made it a point to spend time, Christmas time, with your family and your grandchildren. You used to live in the northeastern part of the United States where at Christmas time, usually you get snow. You now live down south. Is it a little incongruous to spend Christmas time with the sun shining and the temperature up around 80 degrees?
It is, but we try to get together, and we've gotten together in Tahoe one year. The kid's present was a ticket, an airline ticket to Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
And it was absolutely the best Christmas we've ever spent because we were all together. That's the 8 grandchildren and the 3. Looked like an Italian army for a while.
Yeah. What's the weather like Christmas time in Tahoe?
Oh, it was gorgeous. It was cold and unreal because Christmas morning... we had about an inch of snow. And we all had our own houses. We had 4 houses together there. And the trees and the log fires going. Of course, I was working there at mm-hmm. Bill Harris. And I was having a great time with the little ones, you know, with the noses running and the the tears and stuff. And I think I cracked up the last day I cracked up. My back went out because I was, you know, trying to
carry around
follow a three-year-old. Forget it.
Yeah.
But it was a delightful year. That was two or three years ago. But we kind of managed to get together, if at all possible, because my kids are kind of scattered all over the place.
I think one of the joys of watching TV years ago around Christmas time was always the kind of Christmas specials that your crew would come up with, that you would host. They were just marvelous.
Well, we used to kind of stick to Christmas, you know. If you don't do White Christmas or the Ave Maria or Silent Night, you know, people just don't accept it as Christmas. They don't want to hear some original.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. It's Christmas time, and my guest is Perry Como. Christmas music from a very talented man who is a very charitable man. I speak about Jobel Man.
If you like to be left unsaid. The big charities take care of themselves. You know.
Have you noticed that too?
Yeah.
Okay. My guest is Perry Como. The season is the Christmas season. A joyous season and the hopes for a happy new year. This is William B. Williams for the United States Army Reserve, our guest today during this lovely Christmas season, lovely Perry Como.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. the Yuletide gay. From now on our troubles will be miles away.
All your troubles soon turn into bubbles.
Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. We'll be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Once again, in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more.
Once more.
Through the years we all will be together if the fates allow. Shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Have yourself a merry, 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 merry little Christmas now.
That's the kind of tune, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, that would have been a big ballad if it did not have a particular seasonal message. I think
It's a beautiful tune.
It is a beautiful
tune. I think it's my favorite time of the year, really, as far as music is concerned, because, as I said before, you must do the things that people have heard over the years, and that's one of them, you know.
Of course, White Christmas.
White Christmas, yeah.
And a tune that Mel Torme and Bob Wells wrote.
The Christmas song.
The Christmas
yes.
song.
And there's the Ave Marias and Jingle Bells. And this is all part of a beautiful time of the year.
Can you remember the loneliest Christmas you ever spent?
Yes.
Was it on the road with a band?
No, I had just left the band. I was in Chicago. And it was Christmas Eve, and I was in one of those Horn and Hard Art by myself, having a bowl of soup. Christmas Eve, sitting there like a big dummy. And I think that's what got me away from traveling. My wife wasn't there, no friends, because everybody was having dinner at their own homes. And I'm sitting there, and I thought to myself, boy, I'll tell you one thing. If I live through this, this is the last Christmas that I'll be away from home. And that was 25 years ago.
The band you left, I assume, was the Ted Weems band.
Yeah.
That was quite a band.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It spawned some marvelous talents.
Yes, he was a gentleman of all time, you know. He just died not too long ago. It was an entertaining band. It wasn't really a musical band.
No, but I'm talking about the entertainment factor.
Yes, we had Elmo Tanner, who was the whistler, of course.
And the great, the big recording of Heartaches.
That was Elmo.
And the guy played trombone.
Yes. Pete Bielman, and then Red Ingles was very funny with the fiddle.
And in Terre Haute, Indiana, a gal, well, she came from who joined the band, whose name at that point was Marvel Maxwell.
Marvel Maxwell, right.
Later became the late Marilyn Maxwell out in Hollywood.
She's gone.
Yeah. That's kind of scary, you know, the Christmas season and the end of a year, and one looks back at friends that are no longer with us.
Well, most of our group, Almo's still around because I saw him about 2 months ago. Still has that Nashville type sense of humor.
Yeah.
Delightful man. But I think Red Engel is gone. Parker Gibbs just passed away.
Parker Gibbs, that was the other name I was trying to think of. Parker
Gibbs. Was a producer at NBC for a long time.
Yeah.
So I guess there are four or five. Pete Bielman was the trombone player you're talking about. I think he's gone.
You did tunes with the band then, things like I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now.
Yes.
Were you influenced at that point by anybody?
Well, I was always kind of influenced. I think we all were, Bill, by a, you know, by the Daddy, by Crosby or Russ Columbo, because that was just about the time when they were it. Yeah. They're still it, as far as I'm concerned. But I think Frank, you know, he admits it, that we were all kind of Crosby. I still say, if it hadn't been for Bing, I'd probably have a nice barbershop somewhere. Because he started that whole thing.
It's interesting, Crosby and Astaire, I think between the two of them, introduced more popular music that has lasted.
Oh, yes.
Than just about, you know, one hears about all of the young performers that come along and sell millions and millions of records, but I'm speaking about actual songs being introduced that have remained in our lives over the years.
I would say that Bing had, because he was right there, and of course he used to record anything. He recorded every day, whether it was pop or not. Mm-hmm. So I would say he had to be the largest when it comes to having introduced songs and songs that he's remembered by.
My guest is Perry Como during this Christmas season, and if I might take a moment, Perry, we hope that your Christmas will be filled with great joy, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. And for the coming year, you can be certain that the Army reservists in your community will be working in your behalf as good neighbors, leading or joining efforts to curb pollution, preserve our natural resources, to help care for those unable to care for themselves, and, of course, to protect our nation. Once again, the Christmas sounds of Perry Como.
Caroling, caroling, now we go. Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices, sweet and clear. Sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong. Christmas bells are ringing. Ding dong.
Born in Bethlehem.
this Christmas season, we have brought you during this particular program Mr. Perry Como, who I can't think of a more appropriate performer, entertainer, human being to spend the Christmas season with than you. I wish you and your family all kinds of joys during the season. And this has been our bicentennial year. I know how keenly you feel about this country. And as 76 ends, I guess we can all be proud as Americans.
Well, you said it all, yeah. Bill.
It's been, when one looks back to the July 4th celebration and the tall ships in New York and how well we did in the Olympics, and just the fact that this nation has survived 200 years and with all of its problems still is the beacon, the hope for the whole world. Mm-hmm. We're pretty lucky.
We all have our small gripes, but they're so small compared to other countries. And the reason I say that, I've been in a few countries in the last year or so, and we should all be very proud.
My guest has been Perry Como. Merry Christmas to you, Perry.
Merry Christmas to you, Bill.
This is William B. Williams reminding you that in the Army Reserve, part of what you earn is pride.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul and glory.